Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to everyone, and welcome to another From a Christian Perspective with Prophetess Joyce Payne. I hope you are doing well today and you're enjoying the blessings of the Lord. I come today to comfort the hearts of the saints of God and to actually all of those that are listening this morning. I want to speak something that will encourage you, but I want to also reveal some truths to us that we need to know, because these are really difficult times for us right now. And we see that in the day and hour in which we're living, we see there's so much warfare that is going on. And it's not war in the streets as much as it is war against the hearts and the minds and the souls of the people. And I'm talking about what's going on in America. And I've spoken about this before, how the soul of America is being tried right now. And we can truly see it right now. It's very visible on our news programs and on the television screens, as we see people are crying out their what's on their heart, and they're protesting, and they're trying to find what is right and to do what's right, and there are those that are trying to do what's wrong, and it seems as if there's no one that can tell us what is the right way, because there are those that are in leadership positions that declare that they are right, and yet the people are declaring that they're wrong. And then there are those that are in leadership position that declare that the people are wrong. And the thing is about America is that we do not have a king. We do not have a king sitting on a throne that can tell the people, what to do or what not to do. Because America was set up as a democracy where the people's voices would be the determining factor as to how we are led and how we are guided and what transpires in our nation. But the thing that we need to know in America is that it was not just left up to the people. It was left up to those that would follow the God who created the world and who established this nation. And many people may not realize that it was God that established this nation. And that is why we find so many problems with what's going on right now. And I want to talk a little bit about that. And we need to go in depth to really understand it. But let's give it a biblical context first of all. I want us to look at the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 17. And many of us know this story, so I'm not going to read it all. I'm just going to read a portion of it. But let's look at chapter 17 in 1 Samuel, starting at verse 4. And it says, "And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of his coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders, and his staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and he cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, Why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. And if he be able to fight with me and kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid." Now, we could go on in that story, and most of us know the end of that story, how that battle was won. But I want to look at the story up to this particular point. And what we see in the story is that there was a great enemy that was much larger, much stronger, much bigger, much more defiant than the people of God. And he came against the people of God and wanted to cause them to be defeated by his own strength. But you know, the Bible lets us know that God is with his people. And there is no way that the people of God should have been defeated by a Philistine, someone that was ungodly. And yet we see that the battle did come to them. And we find ourselves in a situation similar to that today. There's a battle going on right now for the hearts and souls of the American people. And it seems as if the enemy is bigger and greater than us. And it seems as if we cannot defy this great enemy that is against us. But you know, the thing is that when we look for the enemy looks just like us. And when we try to determine who the enemy is, we cannot seem to determine who the enemy is because he sounds like us. But in this particular story of Goliath and the army of Saul and the Israelite, they were able to identify the enemy. The enemy came and he was, the Bible says that he was 6 cubits and a span. He was a large man. And he did not look like the Philistines. And they could distinguish who the enemy was. Their battle was actually against between Israel and the Philistines. But the Philistine called out a great warrior to fight against Israel. And then this great warrior called out to Israel, send me someone that can fight for you, and whoever wins will be in charge. We need to know that that's what the devil is doing today. We need to know that the devil is calling us out to fight in a battle. It's a battle for the hearts and the souls of the American people. But, you know, just as Israel was at a disadvantage in this situation, and they were at a disadvantage. Why? It's because they had allowed themselves to backslide, and they were not serving God correctly. And sometimes when we are not serving God in truth, God will let a giant come against us to defeat us. And what we have to do at that time is we have to find the strength to rise up and fight this Goliath. I don't care how big he looks, and I don't care how it seems impossible that we could win, but we have got to fight this giant. We've got to fight this warrior, because if we do not, as Goliath told the people, that if you are defeated, then you're going to have to serve me. And if we don't want to serve the enemy, then we're going to have to stand up and fight for our own souls and for our own people. And what had happened in Israel at this time is that the people of Israel had gotten weak. And they looked around and they saw other nations that had kings that were over them. And they told God that they wanted a king over them too. They wanted someone to come out and fight for us. And so they found someone that would come out and fight for them. And his name was Saul. And it looked It looked when Saul came out like as if he was going to be the person that they needed to lead them. You know, he was strong, a good looking man. And, you know, he looked like he was one that would be a good warrior for them, that would stand up and fight for them. But it came time when we found out that Saul's heart was not right. And we found out that he was not serving God, but he was following his own heart. And we found out that some of the things that he was doing was just, you know, the people could recognize that it was not God, but that it was evil. Yet he was still their king, and they still were under his command. And so an enemy came from without and was going to destroy the people of Israel. And they found themselves without strength, without protection, and they had backslidden on God. They were in a terrible position, and they did not know what to do. And the scripture says here in verse 11 that they were dismayed and greatly afraid. You know, sometimes we find ourselves in that position where we don't want to follow God. We don't want him to be our God. We don't want him to be our strength. We want to do it ourselves. And then we find ourselves in a position where we can no longer do it ourselves because there's an enemy, there's a problem, there's a situation that we cannot overcome. And then what are we going to do? Well, the thing is that even when we leave God, God does not necessarily leave us. And if you look at the situation of a parent and a child, and as a child is being raised or reared by the parent, sometimes the child thinks that he's grown and that he can do what he wants to do. He may want to run outside of the yard, or he may want to challenge a animal like a dog, or he may want to even start to fight somebody else. And the parent know that that child is not strong enough to take on those type of challenges. And sometimes the parent will allow that child to try it just to let them see that they do not have the strength to overcome the enemy or the challenge that is before them. And they are standing by, they're watching, and they know that if anything, if it begins to go too far, that they're going to jump in and they're going to intervene and they're going to save that child. But sometimes the child needs to know the limit of his strength and needs to know who's actually in charge. And that's the way Israel was at this time. You know, they thought they were big enough and they thought they were grown enough that we're going to put a king over us and we're going to fight against the other nations and we're going to be big and we're going to prevail. And, you know, they had pride in their hearts, and that pride came to an end when they met an enemy that was greater than them. There's always an enemy that's greater than us, because whether we want to look at the flesh or we want to look at the spirit or we want to look at wealth or whatever, or their words and their speech, there's always someone that's bigger and badder than us. And we cannot defeat every enemy. But fortunately, we have a God, the creator of the world, the God of all gods, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He is big enough. He is strong enough. He is a deliverer, and he can come to our aid if we call on him. Sometimes, you know, people that are in trouble don't want to call on God. Sometimes they want to still prove that they can fight for themselves. But as we see Saul in this situation, this man that they had called to be their king that stood before them, and he had the army behind him, yet they had no strength. And they were dismayed as a people, as a kingdom. The king and the people were dismayed. And it said that they were all greatly afraid. And you might ask, if you have not heard this story before, well, how did it work out? Well, the way that it worked out is that God came to their rescue. And he didn't come down in a cloud. And he didn't come down with a sword and a shield to fight them in bodily form as the God of the earth. But he came through someone that knew him. And, you know, when we look at the earth today and we look at our nation today, there are people that say that they know God today. And some are fearful and some are strong. But God is looking for us that know him today to come out against Goliath. And we need to know that the Goliath today is not going to come toward us as an over 6 foot person. He's not going to come to us looking like Goliath. In some cases, he's going to look just like you or me. He's going to look like someone in our home, in our family, on our job, but it's the enemy. Because the enemy that is coming against us now is not coming in physical form, but he's coming in the spirit of the enemy. And we need to know that the difference between God and the devil. That's the reason why we have this Bible, and that's the reason why we give our hearts and our lives to God, because there is a battle that's going on within us. There's a battle that's going on in our families. There's a battle that's going on in our communities. There's a battle going on in our nation, and there is a battle going on in the world. As I've talked before on this broadcast, and as the scriptures tell us from Genesis to Revelation, that there is a devil that wants to take control over everything that God owns. And God owns the earth, and God owns the people of the earth. And Jesus Christ has already died on the cross to reclaim authority over the earth. But just like the devil rose up in rebellion against God in heaven, the devil is rising up again in the earth and trying to take authority and trying to take control. But those of us that know our God must come out and battle and do battle against the enemy. But you say, how do we do battle against this enemy when we cannot see him? And that is the reason why we must know the ways of God. And that is the reason why we must know the ways of the devil. And we must be able to tell the difference between the spirit of God and the spirit of the devil. And that is the confusion that is going on in the earth today. That is the confusion that's going on in America today. Because there are those that say that they are of God, and yet they don't look like God. There are those that say that they are leaders, and yet it seems as if they are the enemy. There are those that say that they are following, and yet we find that there are those that are coming against the leaders. And we don't know who is right and what is right or which way to go. But it's important for us to know that the Bible lets us know that we battle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness and rulers of darkness in high places. So we must know that our battle today is not against a physical being, but it is a spirit that is in the land that is coming against righteousness, that is coming against truth. And those of us that love righteousness and those of us that love truth, we're going to have to fight in this battle. And that's the reason why even in this nation today, when we see that there are leaders that are in the land and they are proclaiming one thing and the people are rising up against the leaders, you know, it causes a problem because we expected to have godly leaders that will lead the people in the right way. But even as Saul's heart departed from God, sometimes leaders' hearts depart from God as well. And then what do we do? Well, the thing is that as long as you're on God's side, God is on your side. And as long as you're willing to come to battle, like David did, he was a young lad. And he may not have had the physical strength of Goliath, but he had God on his side. And he said, I come against you in the name of the Lord. So it was not David that actually fought and killed that giant, but it was the God of the Bible that came against that giant. Because God is in charge, God is in control, and he can defeat any devil that comes up against us. But we must also make sure that we are on the right side. We must make sure that we have the Spirit of God, and we must make sure that we are righteous. Because we found that in David. We found that David had already said that I've killed a lion and I've killed a bear. And because he was over the sheep. He had to watch over the sheep. So when a lion came to eat up the sheep, he killed them. When a bear came to eat up the sheep, he killed them. Because he was a righteous person, and not because he was so strong, but because God was on his side. And that's the reason why we must stay with God, because we never know when the enemy is going to come. And that's the reason why we must walk with God while we are young, because the enemy may not come against us in that way until we are older, and we still have to have God on our side. But we see in this particular story of David and Goliath and the people of Israel, there was an army and there was a king, but they had no strength to fight this enemy that came against them. But there was someone that knew his God, and he rose up and fought against the enemy. The important thing for us to know in the nation of America today is that we came into this land proclaiming the God of the Bible. We came into this land claiming the Lord Jesus Christ. And those that are listening to my voice and know that I'm black know that it wasn't the black people that came into this nation proclaiming the God of the Bible. It was those that came over from Europe that declared that they wanted to serve God in liberty and in freedom. And it was they who declared that they would serve the God of this Bible. It was they who made those proclamations. It was they who set up the government that is in this land today. And it's sometimes they now who don't want to obey the God that they first proclaimed. And they want to serve another God. But this nation now has many nations and people from many different nations that are in this nation. And people that have come to serve God from other nationalities and other nations, they've come here and they want to serve the God of the Bible. And then there are those that have come in and they may not know this God of the Bible. And there is a warfare that is going on in this nation to be in charge and to be in control. So there is a people that know their God, and then there is a people that do not know their God. And people are going to serve whoever it is that is their God, and there is a warfare that's going on for the spirit and for the soul of the American people. But God wants us to remember that just like David rose up and stood up for the God that he served, the people of God are going to have to stand up and stand up for the God that they serve. And it's not going to be by power, it's not going to be by might, but it's going to be by the Spirit of the Lord. And so we're going to have to get in this word, and we're going to have to read, and we're going to have to study, and we're going to have to pray, and we're going to have to seek God in order for this nation to be saved from the destruction and from the confusion that is coming on the inside. We're going to have to stand up individually, because God never told us that a king was going to save us. We've already had a Savior. He's come and he has saved us, those that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And now if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you know God as your God, then you can call upon him and you can pray and you can ask God to come and intervene and fight against the Goliath, the liar, the deceiver that has risen up in the land. So it sometimes looks like all the power and all the strength is on the side of the enemy, but it doesn't make a difference. We know that regardless of how big the Goliath was, he had to come down. Because he came up against the Lord Jesus Christ. He came up against the God of the Bible. It was not David that killed the giant. It was the power of God. And we need to realize that if we call upon God at this hour, we need to realize that it is God that will come to our rescue if we call upon him. And so we may not recognize where the enemy is. We may not be able to look and see if it's the enemy or if it's good. But God knows, and if we pray against that spirit that has risen up in this land, that has come against those that know their God, then we know that God will fight the battle for us because he is a good God, because he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords, and he has all power in his hands. And he said if we would call upon him that he would hear us. He said to us that the battle is not ours, but the Lord's, and the victory is ours. So the victory is already ours, but we have to call upon the one that has all power in his hands. We have to call upon the omnipotent one. We have to call upon the omniscient one. We have to call upon the mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father, the great I am, and he will come to our rescue. So sometimes we just have to remember where we are and where we've fallen and how we've gone astray. And then we have to repent and call back upon the name of God, and God will come to our rescue because he said that even in the last day, if we would cry out unto him, he promised that he would answer. That was the prayer that Solomon prayed when he was building the temple. He said that in the time of trouble, that if the people would cry out unto him, he wanted God to promise to hear and to answer. And God promised to hear and to answer. And God answered that by prayer, by not only giving Solomon what he asked for, but giving him great wisdom. So that prayer was heard, and so many of the prayers that was prayed over this nation when it was first formed have been heard by God, and God will honor those prayers if we will honor him. So the test and the trial that we're in right now is for the soul of the people of America, whether or not we will continue to serve this God that we pronounce, that we claim that we will serve upon entrance into this land. And no, the American people have not done everything right. There's been great evil in the American people, in leaders, in the people themselves. Much wrong has been done, and repentance needs to be proclaimed for all of the wrong that has been done. But as a nation that has said that they would serve God, they would honor God and make the God of the Bible their God, their defender, God will honor that. If the American people will honor their God. And so God is looking for us at this day and this hour when the enemy has risen up. And sometimes the enemy is not just risen up from the outside, but the enemy is risen up in our own heart. We are still to cry out to God, and God will deliver. And so many of us have given ourselves over to things that has caused us to be polluted. In our hearts and in our minds and our souls, and so many have taken on the ways of evil and of the world because of the things that have been around us and the things that we have allowed to come into our eyes, into our minds, into our hearts, until we need a cleansing on the inside of us. But the Bible lets us know in the book of Isaiah, though our sins be as scarlet, he would wash us whiter than snow. And in the book of 1 John, it says that if we would confess our sins, that he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then we find in, I believe it's 1 Chronicles 7 and 14, it says that if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. That's what we need today. But you notice in all of those scriptures that there's something there that we must do. We must realize that we are in sin, and we must realize that we must be convicted of our sins, and we must repent of our sins. God has always had the power to heal, to deliver, to save, but he demands that his people call upon him, that we worship him, that we serve him, that we reverence him, and that we realize that it is he that is able to save us, not our own strength, not our own mind, because it doesn't make a difference what type of enemy we have. You know, it could be a mouse or it could be a giant. God has a way of bringing an enemy against us. When we get in stubbornness and pride and rebellion, he has a way of bringing an enemy against us, whether it be little or whether it be great. That enemy is able to bring us down because God is behind that enemy's power to defeat us, because that is one of the ways that God chastens us. And we think in many cases that it's the devil that is coming against, and it may very well be the devil that's coming against us, but the devil cannot come against a child of God unless God allows it. So when we're in stubbornness and we're in pride, then God allows an enemy to come against us that can destroy us. And as I gave that example earlier of a parent seeing a child in the yard, and that child decides that he's grown and he can do what he wants to do, the parent will allow that child to go a certain distance until he realizes that he does not have the strength, he's not strong enough, that he's not grown enough to take on that challenge. And then the parent will come in and deliver and protect that child. And God will come in and deliver us and protect us. But while we are in disobedience, he's allowing us to be in disarray. He's allowing the enemy to come against us and to challenge us and to dare us to stand up and fight. Now, we that are the children of God, we have the power to fight, but it's not through our own strength. It's not through our own minds, but it's through the power of God. And when we call upon him, he promised that he will answer. I hope that you've gotten something out of this little study that I've done today, and I hope that you can hear me with a spiritual ear today as I talk to you about the things that's going on in the world. And this title of this broadcast is From a Christian Perspective. I'm talking about life. I'm talking about what we're being challenged with today as we look at the news, as we see what's going on in land. We need to realize that God has the answer, and the answer is Jesus Christ. You know, he told us to love God with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our strength. And he told us to love our neighbor as ourselves. And if we had done that, if we were continuing to do that, we would not have the warfare that's going on in the land that we have going on right now. And I know that there are some that don't even know that there's a warfare going on. You know, they're comfortable where they are, and they have what they want, and they feel like all is well. But there is warfare going on in the high places. And it's going to come all the way down to your doorstep. And that's the reason why those that are able to see are going to have to fight. And they're going to have to fight in the spirit. And the Bible tells us to put on the weapons of our warfare, to put on the whole armor. And so we need to do that. If you look in Ephesians chapter 6, it tells us to put on the whole armor, because it's a spiritual warfare. We're not seeing people come to our border and coming in to attack us and coming to take our possessions, to take our rights. It's not coming by the flesh. It's coming by the spirit. And so because it is a spiritual warfare, we're going to have to fight it as well in the spirit. And then there are those that know that God has told us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And they know that God says that in Ephesians 6, chapter 11, but put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We can fight and we can stand if we serve God. Thank you for listening to From a Christian Perspective over the Bachelor Pad Network and Prophetess Joyce Payne speaking. God bless you. Welcome to another From a Christian Perspective broadcast with Prophetess Joyce Payne.